Today's devotional was written by the Reverend Sean Malarkey. Advent has always been billed as a season of dual expectations. We are asked to suspend our rootedness in the present moment as we travel thousands of years backward in time to vicariously wait the first coming of Jesus. We are then encouraged to hurl our consciousness forward in time to some hazy future point where our long-awaited Savior returns again in power to establish the kingdom of God in all its fullness. What if for a moment, though, we pull our thoughts back from the past and future and rest fully in our personal and God-touched present? Our gospel passage today is all about John the Baptist. John's followers' popular thoughts about John, Jesus' take on John, John's elevation as the last prophet, and perhaps an implied narrative about how early Christians were interacting with those who still considered themselves to be John's disciples. For all that, what then about John? Not past or future, but presently sitting in a dark jail cell, hungry and cold, waiting with eyes wide and heart open for messengers to return with news, his grime-covered hand shaking with anticipation as he hears a door open. What then about you? Take a moment to separate yourself from past and future anxieties and rest easier today. What was true for John in his present is true in your present as well. Rejoice, for messengers have already arrived, and the news they bring is better than you ever imagined in your wildest dreams. Let us pray. Gracious God, you know the regrets of our past and the distractions of our future. By the power of your love, hold us tenderly in our fitting and fleeting now, and enable us to live ever more fully in your present, where you live and reign forever and ever. Amen.